Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. Today, we conclude our series, an interview that I did with our good friend Dick Baer, a former Mormon who started Ex-Mormon Christian Alliance and was a part of the film, The Godmakers. We hope that you've enjoyed this interview. We hope that it's both challenged you and encouraged you. And now for the conclusion of our interview with Dick Baer. Does it bother you that we see so many former Mormons going off into agnosticism and atheism?
Deeply, deeply. They become ex-Mormons for nothing. That hurts me. And another thing that bothers me is the apathy among Christians that do not take the message and do something with it.
You're absolutely right. One of the problems that we see now, unlike in the 80s and 90s, is there's a lot of churches who don't seem to see Mormonism as a problem and ultimately do not want to educate their people about the errors of Mormonism, which I think is sad because so many of their own congregation probably have Mormon neighbors or Mormon loved ones who only need to be given some information on how to get the conversation started to hopefully talk with these people, and they are not given that information. I hate to say there's a lot of good pastors out there, but there's a lot of pastors who don't see this need, and they think, well, I don't think my congregation really wants to know this stuff. I find, though, when we go to churches and we talk on this subject, it's amazing at how many people come up to us and they are so grateful for this information. They've been wanting something like this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes hearing somebody talk about it is much easier than reading volumes and volumes and having to glean from pages and pages of information. Just to hear it encapsulated helps a lot of people. I don't know whether it's just not politically correct anymore to talk about Mormonism because there's so many out there that are misguided that seem to have a voice who should know better, making it appear that the differences between Mormonism and what the Bible teaches are not all that far off, which you know that's not true. Let me ask you this, Dick, because I've used this expression before. Do you feel almost insulted when you hear Christians who should know better make it appear that Mormonism is not all that different because of what you went through, the struggles you went through, the shunning that you experienced? Wouldn't it be really all for naught if really the differences were not all that big? Why go through all that then? Yeah. It's almost like these people are slapping people like you in the face. They don't realize how you suffered making a decision for the truth. You went through a lot of struggles because of that decision. And these people almost minimize all that. I just think it's awful. And I don't think they even realize what they're doing when they do that.
Well, I remember a very famous lady who was at a family reunion in Texas. And Mormonism came up and she said, well, Mormons are Christians. And her son, who was part of our congregation here in Sacramento, said, no, Mom, I need to have you meet somebody. So we had the opportunity to talk with her at our church, and I started mentioning some of the doctrines of Mormonism on deity, God and Jesus, and she suddenly said, where on earth did they come up with that? And I said, well, actually, I think it came from under the earth. From the pit of hell. She then started speaking out.
Well, a lot of people don't realize just how diverse Mormonism is from Christianity.
Yeah.
They hear the terms that we all share, and because they don't know the differences in the terminology, the definitions, they just naturally assume there's not a big difference here.
Whenever I hear a Christian, say that they're just another Christian church, I just very quietly say, well, they teach that God is a glorified, resurrected, exalted man, and so forth. And I mentioned some of the doctrinal teachings of the Mormon Church, and it shocks them. There's just so much, I use the word ignorance.
There is. It could be they don't really even understand what Christianity is all about, which I think is a sad state of affairs. Yeah. But certainly we do find that there are a lot of Christians that are now saying, well, I think they're just another group of Christians. Yeah. Well, you got guys like Glenn Beck running around saying, we're just another Christian denomination. I couldn't believe it when I heard him say that. That's not even what his own church teaches.
Yeah.
And this guy is supposed to be a well-read man. It makes me wonder.
Yes.
Any last words? What would you tell people? You've already talked about studying this, Googling it. I know each situation is a little bit different, but you had to come to some sort of closure on this to just put Mormonism behind you. Good decision? Bad decision? Would you rather have been hiding in the closet all these years and saved yourself a lot of grief?
No way. I probably would have committed suicide by now. No, I wouldn't change a thing. And it just grieves me that I have four children, and they're married. One has been married. And I have 19 grandchildren, all being raised in the Mormon Church. And at the last count, I have 21 great-grandchildren. And they're probably headed for being raised in the Mormon Church. And I pray that God will raise up laborers to witness the truth to them. I pray that God will open the eyes and the ears of the understanding of my children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I just pray that they'll receive the truth when it's presented to them. There's so many things happening. These essays that are now being published in the Mormon Church on their LDS.org website.
Yeah, we've done a lot of talks on the gospel topic essays.
These are causing a lot of problems, I think, for the Mormon Church. I think these essays are backfiring. The church wanted people to understand some of their doctrines, and the problem is happening is the Mormons are starting to understand what the problem is and was.
Well, when you hear the testimonies, for instance, of that man in New Zealand, a local bishop, and he's hearing the church deny doctrines that he was told to teach at one time.
Yeah.
You can imagine how shocking that must be to a person like that who knows better. This is not someone who's ignorant. He knows better. And now he's hearing the church give a completely different answer to things that he had been teaching for years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that story is multiplied.
Right, and on that issue, I would say, for the listeners, I'm not in the ministry anymore providing documentation and answers to most things, but contact Mormonism Research Ministry, because they can guide you to the answer, guide you to the documentation. On this essay by the Mormon bishop in New Zealand, for example, he can tell you where to find that. So I'd encourage the listener to do that.
Well, let me tell you, Dick, I've known you for a long time, and I know you've had quite an impact on a lot of people over the years. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of people listening to this who do remember you. It's been an honor to know you for all these years and just to see how God has used you to bring people out the compassion that you have for the Mormon people, because I've seen you in action. I've seen Mormons confronting you in the Q&A periods and how you handle them. And a lot of people, they have this misunderstanding that the reason we do what we do is because we don't like Mormons, which is certainly just silly. It's an interesting defense mechanism that they have to come up with that in order to make themselves feel better. But that certainly is not the case.
I remember one lady back in your home territory at the College Avenue Baptist Church.
In San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Place was packed with people. There was a lady, and she stood up in the Q&A period, and she said, I have a Mormon friend. I was the only Christian she knew. And at that point, I was just zeroing in on this lady. I said, what that means, that you are the only Jesus this lady will ever see. And so you have an awesome responsibility to carry that message to your friend. And
yeah,
speaking of "You're the Only Jesus," I adopted singing a song, "You're the Only Jesus," at the end of my presentations. And I would sing to the audience, to the congregation, I would point to people, "You're the only Jesus some will ever see. You're the only Jesus some will ever learn about." I could see people crying in the audience because it is so true.
That's something that I think a lot of Christians need to realize, especially when you live in Utah with a very high LDS population.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Christians who have Mormon neighbors who have never said anything. They've had opportunities, and they let those opportunities slip by because they were afraid for some reason of maybe offending them. I don't know. But can you be any more lost than lost? No.
Yeah.
How can you make it any worse?
And some are my grandchildren.
And who knows how many of those neighbors have questions themselves. This is like even in a Mormon context, how do you know they don't have a lot of those same questions? When I hear stories, for instance, when a spouse starts doubting his Mormonism and he's afraid to talk to his wife about it,
mm-hmm.
then eventually she's had those same doubts for years.
Yeah.
They've been on the same page all this time and they didn't even know it because they were afraid to say anything.
I've heard a lot of stories like
that. Oh, yeah. We don't know, and especially nowadays with so much of this information going around, we don't know, but there's probably a lot of Mormons out there. If we just approach them in, I think, a caring, concerned manner, not an accusatory manner,
mm-hmm.
but just in asking questions, because this is how we train people, just to ask questions and
mm-hmm.
find out where they're at, we may be surprised that maybe they do have a lot of doubts, and maybe we can be there just to give them some of the answers
mm-hmm.
about what we believe, which is what 1 Peter 3:15 tells us we should do, because
yeah.
a lot of Mormons really don't know what we believe, I find sometimes. But anyway, Dick, I just want to thank you for giving us this time, and I hope a lot of people listening to your story will be encouraged by that, and maybe they will start talking to some of their friends and taking that step as
yeah.
you took that bold step. And had just many years of a very fruitful ministry, and who knows how many we're going to be able to see throughout eternity that have been touched by what you've done. So I thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. As with most Christian organizations, Mormonism Research Ministry depends on the generous financial support of friends like you. If you like what we do and how we do it, would you consider helping MRM meet its financial obligations? Merely go to our website, mrm.org. At the right, you'll see a donate button. Click there and follow the instructions. MRM is a Christian nonprofit 501c3 organization, and your gifts are tax deductible. Not only that, they are greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support of this ministry.